Welcome back to the Holy Women Podcast. This is your girl, Bria.
And this is your boy, Sam. This is Samuel.
And we are back with another wonderful, powerful, meaningful, terrific, yes. Phenomenal,
come on.
Educational.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Banger, baby.
Banger. Of a podcast. Sam.
Yes.
I sent you a song today.
You did.
I sent you a song. It's called Flourish.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It was
yes.
based off of what you said yesterday, Psalms 92. And it said, what was the scripture?
It said that people of God shall flourish.
Yes.
Those who are planted in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Shall flourish.
Yes. So we're talking about people that are planted.
Come on.
In the house of the Lord.
Come on.
Because I know a lot of times, even we dealt with, especially in our family, because we just it was an unfortunate family gathering. It was a funeral.
Yeah.
But we had a time where we got to reflect on people that we were used to be surrounded by.
Yeah. All love, much love to, you know,
much to love everybody. To them.
But yeah, we were. Like you go ahead, Brady. We was in an environment.
Yeah, where we
in we used to be in.
Where we used to be in uh-huh. and how we all battle with it because our family is, you know, very much about, you know, prestige and about yeah. looking
yep.
a certain way.
Outer appearance and stuff.
Outer
like
appearance
that.
And mm-hmm. We both dealt with that
yeah.
as far as like wanting, especially when we came into God.
Yeah.
About wanting to have those things.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when we got introduced to God, we were yeah. like, okay, God, I want these things.
Right.
But you want me to take a different path.
Come on.
What it seemed like. And so even with Psalms 92, because I know a lot of times even, you talked about the Millions Conference, which mm-hmm. was Christian mm-hmm. millionaires, multimillionaires.
Thanks.
And how, about, like, even Christians can flourish.
Yeah. Because, yeah, and it, you know, it's crazy because even when I think about even now when we was in church,
mm-hmm.
We are in church, but we still think we were like, it's like we was desperate to leave.
Yeah.
We was under safety.
Yeah.
Right.
You had to hit me.
Listen, we was in safety.
Hmm.
We were safe and we had the opportunity to grow, but because we wasn't aware of who we are, how those who are planted in the house of the Lord does flourish, does prosper, we were tempted, the enemy was able to deceive us into thinking that it was something else out there.
Yeah.
We safe, we in the house of the Lord, we in the suburbs, Daddy moved us out, we in the suburbs.
Yeah.
We, you know what I mean? He exposed us to Christian music and things like that, and God did, but we sneak in to play that Mozzie or that R&B or that Delio.
You feel me?
But we was literally thinking that, like, damn, because, and also the one thing I was thinking about too, because like, it's attractive.
Yeah.
And it is temporary pleasure. And you might look good for a season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have Gucci or whatever and get these things, get Jordans or whatever it is. You might feel at the moment.
Yeah.
You look good on the outside. You do look good, but are you good? You feel me? Do you have that peace? Do you have that? Is your esteem really like stable?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, are you really winning in every area? And so, and I was thinking about like, dang. And then, so we end up leaving God. We end up getting who we wasn't, getting
who we was,
who we were in Him.
Yeah.
And end up chasing after that. And we end up realizing that, shoot, I got, listen,
yeah.
listen.
Yeah.
I got what I wanted.
Yeah.
But I lost what I had.
Huh.
You feel me? And so we be, and I thank God for like, and that's what like, I keep going, but our ministry, like, is heavy. Like,
yeah.
How we living, like, What happens after you say?
Exactly.
Because we experience the fact that even if you're saved, that's not enough. You're good because you're going to church. That's not enough.
No.
You have to really, that's the, watch this. That's the, and ain't our topic, but that's the thing that people miss out on is the fact that, listen, Jesus dying and us getting, you know, our sins forgiven and getting cleaned up and things like that. That was a backup plan. You feel me? Like, that's a plan. That's the initial plan that had to take place us to get reconciled to God, to actually start living again.
Yeah.
Are you feeling me?
Yeah.
Like, we don't understand, like, okay, yes, we the blood of Jesus washes, it cleanses, we're set free. But then once we're set free, then what? What happens after we set free? That's when we start actually finding out what the how God wanted us to live in the first place. Mm. You feel me? God wants us to have dominion, to find out who we are fully in Him, to go closer to Him, to get wisdom,
yeah.
to be fruitful and to be multiplying. You know what I mean? Yeah. To live in abundance and things like that. Like, and it's crazy that, you know what I mean? That's why we're a firm believer. Like, all of us, like, we're a firm believer of, it's more to it.
Yeah, I'm going to flourish.
I'm going to flourish. Come on, Bri.
And I think that is, I introduced a topic to a couple weeks ago.
It was a couple weeks ago.
And I was like, dude, this is, because I was trying to prolong it. I was like, we're going to get to it,
yeah.
whatever. But I was like, it was just pressing on my heart. And it's based off of what you're talking about. Okay. You saying how now we're in the body of Christ.
Now we're here.
Now we're in the body of Christ.
Come on.
And I want to talk about the 99.
Yeah.
The 99. So yes. We got the story of
the prodigal.
The prodigal son in the 99. Jesus left the 99 sheep.
Come on.
Get the one.
To get the one. Come on. Come on.
And so we all know that, like God said, how much He loves sinners.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much He loves people that have gone astray.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what so I love about Christ. And that's what brought us to Him.
Yeah.
His compassion.
Right.
And His go get.
Yeah.
It's the chase. Like, the He'll chase down will. Us.
He will.
And fight for us.
Come on.
Now we're in the 99.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
And so, I mean, a lot of times the 99 can get overshadowed.
Yeah. Right? Yes. Yes.
Even in the prodigal son, because God was speaking to me.
Yes.
About how He was like, Bria, read the prodigal son. And y'all know what the prodigal son is. I always thought, what you think prodigal is? What does the word prodigal mean?
Prodigal.
Yeah.
So, pride means.
Okay.
P-R-O-D, that's the suffix of meaning left. And echo means away. Left away. Y'all read this thing, y'all know. Like,
that's crazy. I used to think that prodigal meant like somebody that's left God and came away and went away. But I had to teach a lesson to the kids.
Bless you.
And as I was telling them what they meant, what prodigal meant, I had to look it up.
Yeah.
And it means somebody that spends their money recklessly. It doesn't mean necessarily somebody that was coming back, and so it takes the glory. they money recklessly.
Jesus,
that has it's a sin.
Because when you think about it, because God did get in the story, they gave Him the inheritance.
Yes,
they gave it, and then he just spent buck naked.
No,
we ain't going in the slop. Pig slop. Now look, no, but let's talk about it, because the 99 in the sun. You better talk about the story.
Okay,
go ahead. This is good.
So I'm sorry, you just speak all the way up. Anyway, the prodigal son, I had to look it up for my baby.
Because
I wanted them to know, right? And so it kind of takes that glory off of the one.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times people emphasize the one.
Yeah.
The one.
Yeah.
God going to the one.
Yeah.
And so God had me look. He was like, Bria. Because I was like, man. Oh, it's a whole story. I got to get into it. We're going to get into it. That's what the podcast is about. But going back to the prodigal son.
Yeah.
And God was showing me somebody. The other son. And how.
Tell the story, though. Tell the story. So that they can know. Because some people might not even know what the prodigal son is.
So, go ahead.
So the prodigal son. So it's the father, who was a king. He had two boys. Okay. And we already kind of talked about it earlier. The father was rich. And both of them had a part of the inheritance. He gave both of them a portion of the inheritance. But the prodigal son, the one that left, wanted all of his inheritance at the moment. He took the inheritance and he dipped. Like, when Buckwell, spent money on women. he got drugs. I don't know what they were smoking back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Whatever he got, he had it. Okay. Right? He went back there and he went crazy. And so, but one son stayed. And so, you know, of course, the prodigal, fast forward, the prodigal son ended up spending all this money. I don't know if he was butt naked or not. I don't know. I just threw that out there. He was in a pig slot, right? But we know how that is. Like, life strips us. It's kind of like we were talking about earlier.
Come on now.
We left God. We wanted everything. God, I don't want to go through the principle. I want to look good now. I want this now. We left, and then God brought us to nothing. And then he fast forward. He said, okay, I can come back to my father. He at least accept me as a servant. Came back, his father chased him down, boom, they threw a party for him, boom. But keep in mind that so everybody was in there kicking it. Everybody was in there, I'm talking it like that, you know, everybody was in there kicking it. And then the son that stayed, the good son, right, that stayed, he was outside, he was mad. He's like, what? And I felt like that before too, but like, he was like, the father came out and was like, why are you upset? Your brother came back. He said, first of all,
right.
Where my party? I've been here this whole time. And you been throwing a party. He didn't spend all your money.
Period.
And then all of that, you know what I mean? And he said, wait a minute. First of all, right? Everything that I have is yours.
Right there.
Everything that I have is yours. Mm. Right? But most importantly, we should be happy that your son, your brother was once dead, but now that he's alive. Go party with your brother. You feel me? Or party, you know, that's what he said. So he was like, so that's what happened. But then, but a lot of times people focus on the one,
yeah,
the prodigal son, but they don't look at the 99. Like, look at the son that stayed.
Yeah.
And the son that, like, the thing that he had to face, he had to go through and had to overcome.
Yes.
And so, yeah. So
that's so fire.
Go with the lesson. Yeah.
That is extremely, extremely fire as far as, like, because everybody says, you know, he ran and hugged the other son, but he went out and checked on the other son as well. And so it's not about, God was telling me, because I was like, oh God, I had that feeling. So I had that feeling like I'm in here.
Come on.
I'm in here.
Come on.
Like, I ain't leaving.
Come on.
And I ain't went nowhere.
Come on.
And God, I have a.
Yeah.
But you so ready to,
mm-hmm.
this is how I came to God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you so ready to that have a, you so ready to give blessings to sinners that have went astray.
Yeah.
And when they come back, you lavish.
Mm.
And I'm like, God, where is mine?
Mm. Mm.
Where is mine? And God had to come to me and was like, hey, everything that I have is yours.
Come on.
And I want to, like, you know, do it in the comments of whoever watched The Chosen. Shout out to The Chosen. I love The Chosen.
Me too.
I know it'd be a lot of controversy surrounding it, but I love The Chosen. I mean, what better show than a Christian show? A show about Christ.
Facts.
But they had an episode about Peter, and I related so much to him.
Okay.
And you know, I was just bawling, crying out. I caught him. And a lot of my other brothers and sisters about a lot of stuff, just to vent, just to whatever. Mm-hmm. That's just our relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, even when I'd be just crying, I'd just be like, oh, Sam, da 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 da. And I remember watching a show on The Chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter, Peter, who's in, they, you know, of course, they make stories surrounding the apostles. And Peter, he was going out, he was preaching the gospel, doing whatever. And his wife, because Peter had a wife. Peter actually had a wife in
real life.
In real life.
His mother-in-law was sick. Read your Bible.
Yes, read your Bible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Read your Bibles. He had a wife. And of course, this story is, you know, elaborated, but she had, in The Chosen, had a miscarriage. And she was mad at him. She was mad at Peter because he was going out and saving people, and she's at home having this miscarriage by herself. And so she was upset with him. And so he was like, what's going on? Like, he came back because Jesus was like, go back, you know, and, you know, take some time off from preaching the gospel or whatever. And he was like, he came back and he said, he was sitting with his wife. And he said, what is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not loving on me mm-hmm. as you do.
Yeah.
You're not, like, what's happening? Mm-hmm. We have a good marriage.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
now we don't.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? Yeah. And she was like, she just went off on him. She was like, you're taking, like, I'm in need. I lost our baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so once he realized that,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
he was extremely angry at himself first.
Yeah.
But then, of course, he needed somebody to put it on.
Yeah.
So he put it on Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he was going around with Jesus because Peter was mad mm-hmm. at Jesus the whole time, but he was staying with him.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Right?
Oh, gosh.
A lot of that mm-hmm. goes to a lot of people yeah. that stay in Christ, but they have an offense.
Yes.
In Christ.
Yes.
And so he was staying with him, but he was with him in the feeding the 5,000.
Yeah.
And he said, he was talking to Jesus and he was like, he was talking about Jesus mm-hmm. to the other disciples. Mm-hmm. And they was like, oh, how are we going to feed them? How are we going to feed the 5,000? Da, 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 da. He said, you asked. Mm-hmm. Like, he was like, basically, go ask Jesus. And he had said a side comment. And he said, I'm scared if he.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point, he knew the. If Jesus could the 5,000
mm-hmm.
out of 12 breads and, you know, not 12 bread,
yeah.
but, you know, what is it? Two fishes and 5 loaves. Yeah. He knew that he could save.
Right, right.
And so, Peter, once he fed him, Peter was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he said, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's up?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, Jesus was like, Jesus, and then they did a whole scene on walking on the walking water. Mm-hmm, and I was mm-hmm. just boohoo crying.
Yeah.
And he said, because Peter was with him the whole time, but he never gave his issue to him.
Yeah.
And Jesus was telling him, he said, he was walking to him and he was meeting him. And he said, Jesus, if it's you, bid me to come. Of course, that happened in the Bible.
Yeah, yeah. He said,
bid me to come. But as mm-hmm. he's walking on,
mm-hmm.
he starts venting to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He starts venting to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's. Peter, you've never asked to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You always, you just expect me to do.
That's good. Okay.
And so, of course, and he said a lot of things other than that, but of course, it was also to make him stronger and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But that hit me
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. I'm coming to Jesus, like singing, to know my,
you know what I feel. Yeah.
He knows my thoughts.
Yeah.
But it's a vulnerability.
Yeah.
And it's a humility to come to God and be like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is my offense.
Yeah.
This is my issue.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah.
And I remember I was not doing it.
Yeah.
I was getting upset and I was getting angry at God.
Yeah.
But I wasn't coming to him vulnerable and being like, Jesus, this is it.
This is what I'm
saying, God, where's my party at?
Right.
Because I see you doing them.
Yeah.
But what's up?
Yeah, and that's bring it like this too, because like even with those who are the mature, like the Christians that are, I'm committed, and you put me in, and he puts us in a position to serve others, to teach others.
Period.
But you know, and why? Because I know we all, many of us, is experienced that like there's an issue where the person that's immature starts the issue.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
And we react based off of the immaturity, that's right? Well, no, this person's wrong. This person's wrong. She's wrong.
As
whatever.
Far as conflict,
as far
right?
as conflict is concerned, watch this. And many a times, God will put the conviction on you.
Yeah.
You start feeling convicted. Wait a minute. Why am I in trouble? What?
Yes.
I'm in trouble.
Yes.
First of all, this person's just smoking and drinking.
Right.
I'm the whole, I ain't doing it. You know me. I got an attitude for kind of like,
you
like
me.
Kind of like the scenario from earlier we listened to.
Uh-huh.
But like this person is totally out of line. But you being super nice or super catering to them.
Yeah.
What about me? Watch this. One of the things that one of my mentors said, he was like this. He's like everything. He said that. They don't have the position that you have, Samuel.
That's fire.
They're not called to lead the things I'm about to have you do, they're not gonna be doing.
Yeah.
So watch this, because here's the thing, because a lot of times about the 99 can feel mistreated. Yeah. And then I could feel like it's unfair. Like, then I could feel like, okay, or the product of something, like, am I doing this artist for nothing?
Right.
But you don't understand the position that you have.
Exactly.
And you don't understand that a lot of times that, listen, you don't know how good you got it. Yeah. Playboy, listen, everything that I have, yeah, you have. And so one thing we gotta understand is this, is that it's teaching them how to, wait a minute, let's take us that's in a 99, us as Labor Holy, us as doing everything. Let's make ourselves aware,
yeah,
of how blessed we are.
Exactly.
Let us be aware, Sam, of fire, of anything I need God for, he can get. Anything, if I need help, you know, if I need help, like, because you don't understand too, like, those who are immature, they don't, not necessarily, like, watch this, because God built life to obey his word.
Yeah.
Watch what I'm telling you.
Come on.
So, if somebody's being disobedient, not only is God like, okay, but life is kicking your butt.
Yeah.
Okay. But those who are living holy and righteous,
yeah,
and following the principles, or flourishing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, okay, God is more onus. Okay, Sam, what you doing? Yeah. Okay, Sam, I need you to be nice. I need you to be kind. I don't care if that person being mean. I don't care if that person reacting this way. I need you to shut your mouth. I need you to love this person. I need you to be the bigger person. Watch this. Because here's the thing too. Because we feel like these people, you don't allow this person to say this. Mm-hmm. You don't allow this person to do this. You don't allow this person to operate this way. You don't allow this person to do this. And I got to sit here and be quiet, yeah, and shut my mouth and be... The devil is a lie. Who the heck? I'll be ready devil. To... Come on, listen. And so, but we have to understand that we don't understand what's being built in us. We don't understand that in order for you to be a leader and to help influence people, encourage, because like one thing that... I don't want to talk too much. But one thing that is that those who are holy and pure, like I said in the earlier podcast, God can trust you.
Yeah.
Right? And so we can be like, dang, why am I going through this? Why? It's like they blessed. Why does it feel like they getting the extra nice treatment? They get you. I want to be a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to be a baby.
Come on.
But babies don't get the babies don't get the drive.
Come on now.
Babies don't get no money. Babies don't get, you know, they don't get trusted with certain things because they're immature.
Come on now.
And because we're not, we have to be aware, us as leaders, us as mature big brothers, big sisters, or whatever it is. There's gonna be things that there's gonna be times where it seems like those who are immature get to do whatever the heck they want to do, and that's not the case.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're literally in bondage.
Yeah.
And you're literally free. You know what I mean? So
that's so fire. Yeah. Because I think one of the things with the 90 is they have to know what you said.
Yeah.
Everything that God has is yours.
There you go. There you go.
Like, it's yours. And even it reminded me, I said this before when we was talking with me and Daddy. And you, and how with serving others and with rejoicing over our brother that is now dead and, you know, alive. One thing that Jesus did before he washed his disciples' feet is it was a reminder.
Oh God, talk about it.
He said, because he know what.
Yes.
Because he knew God had put everything into his hands, he said he then bowed and washed their feet.
Come on.
In order for us to be humble,
come on.
In order for us to live a life of servitude, we have to know that our position is, like you said, already established.
Come on.
And it's never on a type of haughty type of stuff, prideful.
No. Yeah.
It's a this, you don't have to.
Yes.
You don't have to worry because I order the steps of a righteous man or ordered by the Lord.
Yes. And what you said there too is key
Jesus.
He got the position.
Uh-huh.
He got the position. He talked about the difference between, I don't know how I'm looking on top of it, I might have to close it out. But the thing about it is that we don't know, us as leaders, those that are of the 99, that are living holy, that are doing the right thing, we don't understand that what it means to be a leader.
Yeah.
Watch this.
That's fire.
This is about to be some meat right here. So us being positioned, we holy, we're righteous, we're God's sons, we're God's children. We're not be here to be served. We are here to serve.
Wait a minute.
You feeling me?
Wait a minute.
To what I'm distancing me.
Wait a minute.
We are not here to be served. We are here to serve. Why? Because we have sub to serve.
Put me in my place.
You understand what I'm telling you? So a lot of times we be expecting, and it's me, I feel guilty of that. And like, and I thank God for God giving me the influence that I have and the people bringing me people like to, that look up to me and stuff like that. But before he did that, he had to show me that, Sam, listen to me. I got you.
Yep.
Like you said earlier, Bria, like you said with the prodigal son, everything you have, everything I have is yours.
Yeah.
The peace, the strength, what you need. You want to build a ministry. You want to build a business. You want to go closer in your spiritual life. You want to go closer with character. Whatever you need, I got it. You got it, Sam. Yeah. You got it. So what now, but your position is you are out in the field bringing more people into me.
Yeah.
You are meant to be an example. You are here now to be the peacemaker, to be the one that's adding value to others, I am the one that's supplying your value.
That's good.
And so what happens is that God allow people, watch this, to offend me, allow people to mistreat me, allow people to, be disrespectful, allow people to, walk away from the faith. Yeah. Some people walk away from the faith, right? Or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
And you make me like, wait, what the, hold on, I did all this?
Yeah.
I did all that. And this person is acting this way.
Yeah.
And God says, Samuel, be strong. Listen, you listen to me. Watch this. Here's the lesson. Here's what I'm trying to say is the lesson is this, is that me, I am the strong one. I am the one that is supposed to be like, okay, God, you got me. Like Brian T said, yeah. Like somebody can act a helpful and apologize,
but I can't.
He said, I can't. Watch it. He said, I'm not. You didn't offend me. God got me.
Period.
God trusts my heart. You ain't break my heart. God got my heart. You understand what I'm telling you? And so understand that God. Watch this. God is okay. Us as leaders in the body of Christ in the 99, we sit there. We are getting all this wisdom, getting all this strength, all this power, but we want to still be babies.
Huh.
We want to still be treated like babies. We want to still do things like a baby does. A baby gets taken care of. A baby gets ministered to.
Yeah.
Right? But he said the greatest among you will be the minister.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, he said the greatest among you shall be the minister. He said, yeah. I didn't come here to get served. I came here to serve.
Right.
Right? And because and even if you look at the business world, because like if you learn entrepreneurship, is that the people that are making the millions of dollars are those who are serving. Coaches, products, services. I'm serving you. The greatest server is the one who reaps the most. Am I hitting somebody?
You hit me.
I am hitting somebody. So what I'm saying is this, is that we as leaders have to look at like, shoot, okay, man, all right, listen, the 99. Yeah, I'm a 99. Guess what? Let me not stay in a position of being a baby and being ministered to. Let me partner with God. God, who do I need to serve next?
What?
God, who I need to minister to? God, who I need to be led? Who? Him? Am I hitting somebody?
You hit me.
Listen, so let's look at the different leaders. Leaders, people out here watching the 99. Listen, you are not, you're not in vain. Listen, but you just have to be aware of why you're here.
Oh.
We stand stagnant in that position of being babies.
Come on.
We still want to be ministered. We still want to read the Bible. Listen, Who is calling you for advice? Who you pouring off into? And I'm saying this and I'm done. Because here's one thing for me that God showed me is this. Is that God showed me this analogy with the Rabbi Son. He said this. How do dams get so dirty? Watch this. How do dams get so dirty? Because in order for water to get clean, it has to be inflow, outflow.
Yeah.
Inflow, outflow, inflow. But when there's no outflow, it gets gunked up.
Yeah.
Because there's no outflow. A lot of us are eating and eating and eating and eating and receiving. But what are we pouring off?
Shoot.
What are we pouring off into? And that's what one thing I was realizing, that I was not getting fulfilled in my life because I was not... I wasn't realizing my position as the prodigal God.
Okay,
listen, because what happens is this. What happens is this is that when I realized that what I was not getting, because I was clustered, I was getting in my word, I was holy, I'm living holy, my family's holy. God said, Sam, wait a minute. I was getting unfulfilled because I'm like, because God said, Samuel, you, all this stuff you have in you, who are you giving it to? Who are you pouring off into? Who are you? Yeah. Because here's one thing that the enemy does. The enemy try to allow, and I'm like, I don't mean complaining over time. But the enemy allow, because what the enemy does is this. Enemy going to send people to offend you to keep you from continuing to minister.
Exactly.
Are you following?
That's.
I ain't about to pour off in this person because this last person did this to me. I'm about to do this because, no, I'm not doing it, no. But God said, but Darius Daniel said this. It was so far. He said, a lot of time is this. We got to realize I got to operate. God has you practicing on people. Watch this. Because he's about to sense. Listen, you watch this. He's practicing. He's having you practicing. Minister to people. They ain't receiving. I'm getting frustrated. Then God will send you the one that's soaking it up. That's like, hey, let's get it. You know what I mean? To get you prepared, you know, for that. Because a lot of times we ain't able to handle. Like, God's like, even with business and things like that. Like, even with this podcast, like, God's gonna take this podcast to a whole nother level to serve so many people. But God said, I ain't gonna blow y'all up unless y'all be consistent with it.
Exactly.
Let me see how consistent y'all are. Let me see how y'all gonna do this. Yeah. Are y'all really about this servanthood? Yeah. Or are we just playing with this game?
That's so fire.
You feel me? So that's what thing for me, like the guy had to break me through because I was a baby, man. I was a spoiled brat. I had all the privileges. Right? Damn. I was mature, but guess what? But when it came to loving my brother, I'm supposed to be loving my brothers and sisters. Damn. That's acting. I'm supposed to be doing that. What Damn. Am I doing?
You just read my whole, like, two years ago. Like, you read the whole season.
This is me 5 months ago.
Like, you didn't read it. Because that's what he said. He said, spoiled brat.
Spoiled brat.
Spoiled brat.
Spoiled brat.
He said, Bria.
Come on.
You get... Stop being a baby. Stop. Why? What about me? What about? Go serve my people. What are you eating for?
Come on.
Even with the mothers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you have motherhood, like there's things that you cannot. That mm-hmm. they tell you. First of all, you got to add, you know, prenatal.
Yeah.
So you got to get breed because those nutrients. Baby.
Come on.
And so God, he was saying, like, there's a lot of people that you're about to spiritually, of course, you know, in terms, like, you're about to spiritually birth and grow people.
Facts, come on now.
And nurture people. And so you're intaking things, not.
Yes.
Even what, you know, they said with a mother, if they have the baby, if you have weak, go to the baby.
Oh, Jesus.
Right? And people be crazy.
I hope y'all know that because I didn't think that was real, but I've seen a couple of hot babies before. Hot in the food.
Crack.
So let's understand that.
Crack baby.
I didn't know that, Bria. That's real. I'm thinking that God. I'm like,
drunk baby.
Maybe they just the coolest baby.
No.
maybe the baby just cooler than a fan. That baby high as a kite.
Babies.
I'm just talking stuff.
No, that's so true. And so God is saying you about the so you need to what you're eating.
Come on,
is not necessary.
Come on,
but it's what you're birthing. And so like that is so fire. And that's what when he was talking because he was talking the 99. He was talking to the Pharisees.
Yes,
and he wasn't saying that he just didn't love them.
Yes,
even in the little children, he was not saying he did not love the Pharisees.
Yes,
he was saying they're not getting it.
They're not getting it. Y'all the 90. The Pharisees. Y'all got all this wisdom, all this knowledge, but y'all not serving. Y'all ain't serving nothing.
Y'all not using what I've given y'all. Y'all not using the kingdom.
That's good.
To further the kingdom agenda.
Come on.
And so God had to rewire my mind, Sam. And that's so fire. You read my receipt because. Thanks. Of course, this is why I go to my people. This is why I go to him.
Facts.
Because he's just so filled with wisdom and you know, nothing but God. But that is so...
nothing but God. No, seriously, dude. Cause
he's anointed.
And we finishing up. Because here's the thing. Because we got to understand that. Like, listen, y'all. We made for purposes, like, being a leader is hard.
Yeah.
Everybody want to be on the limelight. Like, everybody want to be, you know, be the man or be the woman. You understand how... What it means to be the man or be the woman. Like, you got all this. You're not here to just have, like, Jesus.
Like, he critique everything that you do.
He makes you strong in every area. Like, he makes you go for things that are, watch this, impossible.
Yeah.
Make you face your fear because you're not living your life for yourself. You're living your life for other people. You know what I mean? Like you live in your life for other, like you live in your life for other people. So it's like, y'all, we gotta 99. Don't get 99. The other son, not the prodigal son, but the other son. Don't get discouraged. Listen, understand that you have everything that God loves you.
Yeah.
But God expects his mature babies to mentor his little babies. You understand? To take in his little babies and understand that. Watch this. There's one thing I love about even with my physical daddy is that my brothers and my siblings is this. Understand this is that I partnered with daddy.
Yeah.
Now listen to me. Watch this. Some of my siblings is you understand? I'm telling you, they you know what I mean?
We love them now.
Love them now. They all. But watch this. When I stoop down to my little sibling's level and act like a little sibling and fight back with a little sibling and I see things the way God sees things, my daddy sees things, I get in trouble.
Yeah.
I get corrected.
Yeah.
And what? Right? Oh, I realize I forgot my position. I'm supposed to be partnering with daddy. Daddy said, I need you, Sam. And guess what happened though? He said, listen, watch this. You're about to miss it. Daddy said, Sam, listen, when I'm not here, even when I am here, Sam is me.
Yeah.
You understand me? You understand me?
Yeah.
Sam is me. So whatever he say goes. But watch this. Now, if I wasn't taking heed to the correction, it's one thing that we understand. When God correct us as mature babies, take heed to it. Make corrections so he can use you. Because if he sees that you still stuck with the immaturity, he's not going to use you.
Right.
Right? But now when daddy sees that, okay, Samuel is mature. He's mature now. I trust him to lead to lead them and to mentor them and to just, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So we have to understand our position. So listen, I'm done because I want to go. So we can go here for hours. But listen, be prepared for some more bangers. Listen, y'all. I want to say this because Holy Living Podcast, like this is God's, right? Yeah. And God is using everybody here we're here to serve people.
Yeah.
We're here to serve people.
Yes.
We're gonna God, watch this, saved us at 18, 19 years old, right? And whooped our butts and gave us correction.
Yeah.
And put us on a different path. Butts. Still whooping our butts, still, but the whoopings are kind of light, you know what I mean? He don't whoop us no more. He give us correction now.
Yeah.
We know what it means to get a whooping.
Yeah.
We know how it is to get a whooping.
Yeah.
But he give us a correction now. But God formed our life. God make us live holy. God have us be separate so we can serve y'all.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
And so be prepared. We're not going nowhere. Okay. We're here to stay. I don't care what the enemy say. I don't care who he use. We are not going anywhere.
No.
We will always be here. 20 years from now, we're going to be here. 30 years from now, we're going to be here.
Here.
50 years from now, we're going to be here.
I will never change my mission statement.
I have a different statement. Filled with the love of Christ and Jesus paid a final payment. Come on now.
And they can never say that. Sambria Water, Samuel Water.
Or Kennedy.
We're secular.
Listen.
We like a sheep among these wolves.
With all these predators. Listen, but we love y'all, man. Just stay tuned. Stay encouraged, y'all. Again, Leaders 99, y'all are valuable. God sees y'all. Stay encouraged. Love you.